Tainus Esther traditionally falls out on the 13th day of Adar. This year, it's Shabbos, so it's moved up to today. The Mishnah says, the first Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, tells us that there are five potential days that we could read Megillas Esther. On the 11th day of Adar, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. And the Gemara goes on to bring drushos, bring psukim, in order to be able to tell us, how do you know you could read it on the 14th, how do you know on the 15th, how do you know on the 11th, how do you know on the 12th. But the 13th, the day that normally is Tainus Esther, the Gemara says is a svara. It's logic that the 13th of the 13th of Adar was Zman Kihila Lokolhi. It was the day of gathering. And therefore, you don't need a pasuk. It's obvious that you could read the Megillah on the 13th day of Adar. Rashi says, what's this day of gathering? Rashi explains, Hakol Nikalu Lihinakeh Me'oyveihem. That the Jewish people got all together in order to defend themselves against the people, their enemies, who were trying to destroy them. They got together to defend themselves. The Rush asks a question on Rashi. He says, what does that have to do with Megillah's Esther? They got together to fight the war. The Megillah is not about fighting the war. We read the Megillah to celebrate the fact that we were saved at the end of the war. Kinachu bahem ha-Yehudim. They rested from the war. So the fact they got together to fight the war, why is that a reason? What's the logic to say that it's obvious that you could lay in the Megillah on the 13th day? Okay. Here we have to understand a little bit about Purim in order to understand the significance of this idea. And it's an extremely relevant lesson to us today. Today. This Shabbos is Shabbos Parsha Zachor. We read the special laning about Amalek. And the Sefer Achinuch tells us the reason we read about Amalek is because Amalek is one of the main inyanim, one of the main ideas of the Purim holiday. Like, we find that Haman was a descendant of Amalek. Haman ha'Agagi, Agag was the king of Amalek. Haman was part of Amalek. Purim was about Amalek trying to destroy the Jewish people. And that's why there's a custom, the Ramah tells us in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, that when you hear the word Haman, you're supposed to bang. It's not a childish custom. It's one of the main customs, a big custom within the Jewish people. It's because we're bringing out the idea that we want to destroy Macho Timcheh Ezek Amalek. We want to destroy Amalek. So when you hear Haman, who's a descendant of Amalek, we bang. The Baal Turim writes that in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet of Sefer Shmos, he writes that the gematria of Macho Emcheh, which is 107, is the same gematria as Zeh Haman. Okay? Haman, Amalek, they're very much related. The Rokeach has a fascinating insight. He says that there are two times that we read about Amalek in the Torah. Once in Parshas Beshalach, 9 psukim in Parshas Beshalach, which we're going to read Purim morning. The laning of Purim morning is about Amalek because Haman was from Amalek. 9 psukim in Beshalach. And then 3 psukim at the end of Parshas Kisete, which will be the psukim that we're going to read this Shabbos, Parshas Zachor. So we have 9 psukim and 3 psukim. In the 9 psukim in Parshas Beshalach, there are 119 words. And in the one in Parshas Kisete, there are 47 words, totaling 166. And the Sefer Rokeach points out that 166 is the amount of psukim in Megillas Esther. So again, we have this direct relationship, these hidden ideas between Amalek and Haman. What is Haman's goal? What is Amalek's goal? What does Amalek try to do? So Amalek's goal is to bring about, to destroy the idea that Hashem is Echad, that Hashem is one. How do you go ahead and do that? One way of doing that is by ruining the Achdus, the unity of the Jewish people. The Jewish people and Hashem are connected. One and one is connected. We're an Am Echad, one nation with Hashem Echad. When one is with one, you can connect. When we're scattered all over the place, when we don't have Achdus, we don't have unity, we can't connect to one Hashem. So one of the ways that Amalek comes in, the Maral says in his Peirush on Megillas Esther, is when the Jewish people don't have unity, then Amalek sweeps in spreads them even further, and makes it that Hashem cannot be represented as one within His nation, who is one. And that's why the Kli Yakar points out that where was the place that Amalek came in the Chumash? Where did he come to get us? In a place called Rephidim. Rephidim had the same letters as Pirud, as separation. Because the Jewish people at that time were not one, they didn't have unity, Amalek came right in, no problem. They were able to take care of us. Eventually we left Rephidim and we went to Har Sinai. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, we had Achdus over there. We left the place of not having Achdus, we went to get the Torah where there was Achdus. But Amalek is able to come in a place called Rephidim when there's no Achdus, there's no unity amongst the Jewish people. Haman, the Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Haman went to Achashverosh and said, we got to kill these Jewish people. Let's get rid of them. And Achashverosh said, no, I'm scared. I'm scared that their God is going to do the same thing that he did to my predecessors. He destroyed them. I'm nervous. I don't want to fight against their God. So comes along Haman in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches. He says, don't worry. Because the Jewish people are an Am Mifuzar Umifurad Bein Amim. They're mifuzar. They're scattered all over the place. There's no unity. There's no unity amongst the Jewish people. You don't have to be worried about their God. Their God connects when there's one and one to connect. When the Jewish people are one, they're able to connect with their God. And if we're connected, you can't kill God, so you can't kill us. But when we're scattered and we're not connected, no problem. They're an am mifuzar mifurad bein amim. That's what the Manos Halevi, Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, the author of Lecha Dodi, he wrote a sefer on Megillas Esther called Manos Halevi. He gave it as a present to his father-in-law for Purim. And he explains over there that that's what Haman was doing. Am mifuzar mifurad bein amim. They're separate. You can kill them. Let's go in. What was the response? So we see in Perek Dalet, the next Perek, Esther tells Mordechai, Leich kinos es kol ayudim anim tzim b'shushan. Kinos, like a kennis. Gather them together. You have to gather the Jewish people together. We have to have a fast. We have to do tshuva. There are tzaros. There are bad things that are happening to the Jewish people. What do you need in order to battle that? We need kenos. We have to come together. Again, the Manos Halevi explains that was in response to Haman saying that there's no unity. We're an am mifuzar umifurad bin amim. We're scattered all over the place. Esther said, do you want to win? No problem. Gather Jewish people together. And that was the reason, eventually, that we were able to win. The Yosef Lekach explains that later on, in Perek Ches, when we're told our enemies, we could stand up, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Yad Aleph, Asher Nasan HaMelech LaYudim, Achashverosh gave them permission, Asher B'chol Yir V'Yir, Lihi Kahel, to gather together, V'lamor HaNafsham, to defend themselves. The only way that we're ever going to be able to defend ourselves against the enemies, against difficult times, is only if lihi kahel, we become a kahal, we become one. If we don't have that unity, then we stand no chance. And that eventually, the Sfas Emes points out, the song that we sing, Bir Osam Yachad Techeles Mordechai, that the Jewish people saw Yachad, they were one. They were able to see the Yeshua, they were able to see their salvation, they were able to get out of this horrible, horrible decree. So we learn from here a very important lesson that the force that was against us on Purim, Amalek, comes in and only could hurt us when we don't have unity. How do we respond? How do we go ahead and fight Amalek? The way is by achieving unity. I have a difficulty with this person. I have a difficulty with that person. We could have intellectual difficulties. We could even have disagreements with other people. But that doesn't mean that we're not one. It doesn't mean that we can't live together. It doesn't mean that we can't act together. God forbid, it doesn't mean that we hate each other and we make YouTube videos against each other. That's crazy. That's sinas chinam living in a very, very real way. If that exists, then we could have... How many missiles were fired yesterday in the south? Over 60 missiles. Of course we're going to have tsaros. Why won't we have tsaros? Why won't the enemies have the ability... easy ticket to go ahead and fight the Jewish people if we don't have achdus, we don't have unity amongst ourselves. And that the Manos Halevi writes that that was the reason for the institution of Mishloach Manos. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manos on Purim is in order to create this unity. So you don't give Mishloach Manos. You can, you fulfill the mitzvah, but that idea behind it is not to give Mishloach Manos to know your brother. And it's easy. Give it to your friend, your brother, your best. Try to also look for someone that maybe you need to unite a little better with. Go ahead and give Mishloach Manos to such a person. That is the focus. We have to realize that in order to relive what happened in the times of Haman, Achashverosh, Mordechai and Esther, their success was because they were able to get rid of their own personal desires, get rid of their own gaiva, their own haughtiness. Amalek is Gematria Ram, exalted, high, up, me, it's all about me. We're able to let go, come down to earth a little bit, realize we're just normal, ordinary people, to be able to connect with other people, get rid of everything. That was for sure helpful in the fact that the Jewish people re-accepted the Torah on Purim, because like we learned, Ashvuas, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, you need to have Achdus, Vayichan is the singular, they encamped as one, then you could accept the Torah. That is what we need. And unfortunately, works out that Purim this year, coming at a time right now where we're filled with disunity. We don't have harmony amongst the Jewish people. And we have to look to see how we could connect with others, how we could become better friends. Very often it's because of our own problems. It's something within ourselves that we're so into the I, we're so into ourselves, we're so into what we want, that we don't allow ourselves to connect with other people. Mishar Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the pasuk in Mishlei L'tava Yivakesh Nifrad V'chol Tushei Yizgala, that if someone has taiva, if someone cares only about his own desires, thinks about himself all the time, Yivakesh Nifrad, he's going to cause himself to be separate from his friends. People are thinking about themselves, what they want, what they desire. How can you connect with someone else? We have to try in our best capabilities, a day of tshuva, to go ahead and forget about ourselves. Connect with other people. The 13th of Adar, the Gemara said, was the Zman Kihila Lakol. It was the day that everyone gathered together. Rashi said, what did that mean? It meant to gather together to fight the war. Yeah, okay, but forget about the fighting of the war. We care about the success of the war. When it was over, that's when we should celebrate. The end of Rashi tells us the answer. He says, the Iker Hanes Bohaya. The main miracle was on that day of the 13th. Well, nothing happened yet. No. But when we have Achdus, when we have unity, the miracle was going to happen automatically. It was already set in stone at that point. When we gathered together, automatically the Yeshua was going to come. Automatically we'd have that salvation. We shouldn't have to wait. We shouldn't wait for the missiles to come in for us to say, okay, we got to get that together to do tshuva. We should work on ourselves now already to create that achdus, to create that unity. And then we will have no tsaras, we won't have any enemies, and we'll be successful in becoming an Am Echad, one nation, growing closer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.